and doctors updates, and of course the new IGP drama. We'll be back in a moment.
You know that feeling when you keep downloading and streaming interesting videos, but your mind keeps whispering, continue, your pockets go here.
But not anymore. When you subscribe to MTN's affordable and reliable monthly data bundles, you will enjoy 10 gigabyte with just 3,000 naira and 20 gigabyte for 5,000 naira only. Plus, a whopping 4 gigabyte free to stream YouTube videos on your reliable data network. Simply dial *131# to select and turn up your affordable data plan on MTN. Terms and conditions apply.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
My name is Data Lover Joe Mabel. Any wolf I go know I'm well. Oh, MTN boss, don't come ring my bell. Boss is like air of data just for the night. You see,
I'm a very, very big guy, but I don't joke with my giggy bites. So MTN get to free the guy with this data plan for the midnight. 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. 2 gig, oh boy, I can live the life. IG, TikTok is ready to go. Boy, I'm feeling fine because 11 to 6 in the morning.
Boss.
IG, TikTok, morning.
Boss.
2 gig, there for me.
Boss.
MTN, boss, yes, of course, boss, MTN, boss.
MTN, boss, do you? Dial *406# to join. Everywhere you go, MTN.
Information, the new currency.
That means that the government on the streets needs to have a better deal. And this president promised, this is not a better deal. No, this is not a better deal.
Get informed on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, such a busy place. But here's how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 8 o'clock. The news update on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The federal government says the all states administering the COVID-19 vaccine were asked to stop the exercise the moment half of their allocations were used up because the country was not sure when the next batch of the AstraZeneca vaccine would arrive the country. Minister of State for Health, Senator Olorunbe Amamora, gave the explanation in Abuja on Tuesday's media briefing of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19. Mamora said the directive is also to enable those who had received their first jab to be able to complete their vaccination. Meanwhile, the federal government says it has received 100,000 doses of COVID-Shield vaccines from India. Chairman of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19 and Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Boss Mustafa, confirmed receipt of the doses on Tuesday at the national briefing by the PTF in Abuja. Mustafa said the vaccines are the first tranche of about 16 million doses allocated to Nigeria through the COVAX facility. The PTF chairman says the total number of is expected to be used to vaccinate an initial 20% of the population. He adds that more vaccines are also expected from the African Union's Vaccine Acquisition Task Team. The Chief Justice of Nigeria, Justice Tanko Muhammad, has pleaded with members of the Judiciary Staff Union of Nigeria to call off the ongoing strike in the interest of the nation. The CJN made the call when he met with some national and local officials of JUSON at his chambers to explore solutions and ways to mitigate the impact of the strike. Muhammad said the process of making the state government obey all Order 10 and various court judgments on the autonomy of the judiciary has been implemented. The National Treasurer of JUSON, Mr. Jimo Musa, who led the delegation on behalf of the union, agreed to table the CJN's advice before JUSON's NEC meeting and consequently get back to his lordship. Governor Simon Lalong of Plateau State has warned that he will remove any traditional ruler who instigates ethnic, religious, political and other forms of discrimination in their domains. The governor gave the warning during the funeral of the traditional ruler of Anaguta, Pazo Magaji Ijaoro, at Ruampam Stadium in Jos. Governor Lalong said that though his administration would not interfere with the process of selecting traditional rulers, but he was bound by law to remove any traditional ruler who fails to perform his duties. These are the stories that we go for you at 8. We have the headlines coming out at 9. I'm Sheriff Quadri. The doctors' strike enters day 7 today. What is the update? I have joining me via the telephone right now the first vice president of the National Association of Resident Doctors, NARD, Dr. Arome Christopher. He joins me via telephone. Let's get on with the conversation on the crossfire today.
Breakfast Radio. Best served. On the morning crossfire.
Governors from the south, from the east, from every part of the country have failed us. If not, every part of the country should have been growing what they need to eat.
If an individual can do exports, why can't the governors look for land, create farm land for these people that did agree in the university that are just going up and just doing nothing, and employ people and get food and still export?
See, we all need each other. I believe that there is a solution to every problem. Nobody can survive alone. You cannot. It's just how the world works.
Listen every weekday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Sheriff Quadri. Top of the morning to you, wherever you are. Welcome to the last hour of the show, Morning Crossfire. Today, we will bring you an update on the ongoing strike action by resident doctors across the country. Hospitals are feeling the impact of the strike of resident doctors. If you go to public facilities in your state, you know exactly what the situation is. But I have to tell us exactly the update on the strike action. Dr. Christopher Arome Adejo, who joins me via telephone now. Dr. Arome, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hello.
Dr. Christopher, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Very well. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I am terrible. I feel terrible. I'm not in very good state of mind and I'm not happy.
What is going on?
Well, I'm not happy because our hospitals is like a graveyard now. I'm not happy because the government is insensitive to the plight of Nigerians. I'm not happy because the government is making Nigerians see doctors as bad guys. Meanwhile, we are trying to safeguard the health of Nigerians and the health of ourselves.
But Dr. Christopher, let's begin. Let's track back a little bit. What are your demands before we now get into the latest of the arena? What are your demands again?
All right. I think it's better if I just give you the brief history.
Okay.
First and foremost, last year, September, there was an MOU signed as per the insurance of our members. Death and service benefit because we don't have insurance at all. You work, you become infected with no fault of yours and you die and nobody cares. Life continues. There is a surgeon who was operating on a patient. He fell down at the operating table and before he could be resuscitated, he died.
Oh my.
Somebody else took over the surgery, completed it. The patient is alive, the doctor is dead, the children are suffering. I'll just give you a good example. That's why we are asking for death in service insurance. Then there is this issue of hazard allowance. This hazard allowance have been 5,000 naira since I got into medical school, and it's still 5,000 naira. We have been asking the government to look into it for a very long time now. And with the advent of COVID-19, the government gave us their utmost promise and signed. When you sign, you are swearing an oath that you are going to keep to your side of the party.
Yeah.
And up till now, nothing. I repeat, nothing has been done. Not even a committee set up to review, not for only doctors, but the entire health professionals. Because right. when we fight, we don't fight for ourselves alone. I can be on duty. If my nurse is not happy, I cannot function efficiently.
Very true.
Because everybody has his own work. So when we fight, we don't fight for ourselves. We don't fight for ourselves alone. That is number two. Number three, there is idea of the wrestling training fund. Now, there was the wrestling training act that was signed into law.
Okay.
As far back as 2017.
Right.
And in that law, it is stated that the government should sponsor wrestling training. Because it is found out that most doctors, by the time they finish their training, they are in debt. They are in debt because you borrow up to 5,000 naira to write one exam. And most times, when you go and write one exam, they do what they call quota system. So even if you pass, they will take the best 30 based on what the colleges want. So most times when you fail, you don't fail for your own fault. And that's why we have a saying then in medical school that if you have not failed any exam, you have not started.
Oh, wow.
Now you have people going to go and write exam up to 5 times. Calculate it. And 5 times, transportation, feeding, everything. And the examination, even if you're in Sokoto, you have to go to Ibadan, Lagos, to write it. Now, the risks involved, we have had people that died on the way coming from exam.
Oh, my.
Doctors died.
That's tragic.
Nothing was done. The risk involved is too much.
That's tragic. Very tragic.
And you pay heavily from this exam. You can find out that a doctor that is starving cannot even afford good school for the children. That's why most doctors remain unmarried until they become consultant, and it's not good. You now find out at the age of 60 that your child is just 10 years old. Does that make sense? But it's not supposed to be like that. So the government has to play their own part. They've not played their own part. 2017, 2018, 2019, the payment started in 2020.
Okay.
It was underpaid and not everybody got paid. Now, we have a minister that comes on air and said in UK and in US, you pay to do residence. Come on, man. I trained abroad and my classmates are there. You understand? I can tell you how much a resident doctor has. Now, apart from your huge salary, you are, your textbooks, money you spent on your textbooks, are refunded. In the UK, you have £400 to £500 yearly as training allowance. Now, people started protesting because it was not enough. Now, what they do is that, now, when you go for exam, you tender it. They will pay you back in full. Then some things that are not covered under the training allowance, they will give you a tax rebate.
Right.
The tax of an average doctor is huge because we are doing consolidated salary. The government tax everything, even the hazard allowance that they gave us of 5,000 naira. By right. I'm thinking, unless if you say I'm wrong, you don't tax allowances. You tax basic. And you tax everything, and at the end of the day, you say that we are handing huge, and at the end of the day, what gets into my house?
You're not getting much.
That is another thing. Now, let's not dwell too much on the money aspect.
That's right.
People are getting everything wrong. Now, come to the hospital. The hospital is like a graveyard. How many patients, I'm chronicals to Nigerians now. How many people have not been given prescription to go and buy gloves, ordinary gloves? Prescription to go and buy gloves in the hospital.
Dr. Christopher, you are spot on that one. Common gloves, our hospitals don't have.
Thank you. We doctors, you have, and in fact, there was a day I had to use my ordinary hand because I was waiting for the gloves. There was no gloves. I used my ordinary hand to catch a baby that was dropping.
Oh, my word.
So, now, the same patient on the street will come out and tell me that I swear an oath. So you mean I swear a suicidal oath to go and kill myself and infect my family and make my children orphans? You know, it is annoying. It is painful when Nigerians talk like this. But I conclude that they are not well educated on the physicianhood. And that's why I don't blame them. Because I swore an oath to protect the life of my patient. I swore an oath to protect the health of the society. I swore an oath to make sure that if my colleague is doing something wrong, I correct him, because if you do something wrong, a patient dies.
That's true.
I swore an oath to make sure that I take care of myself first and foremost, before taking care of the patient, before taking care of the society, before looking at my colleagues. Because if I don't take care of myself, then I am a time bomb. So what are they talking about oath? They don't know the host that we swore. They just see and conclude, because somebody somewhere, a minister that doesn't even understand what the host is signing. So it's so appalling. And that's why I am sad and disappointed. I'm on strike because I want the health of Nigerians to be better. And the same Nigerians are saying that I swore an oath to die. If you say that I am wrong going into medical school, if you say that I've committed an offense going into medical school, what of my wife? My poor wife?
Your children?
Did she commit an offense marrying a doctor? What of the children? Did they commit an offense coming to the house of a doctor? So let's look at it that way. And you know what pains me? You know what pains me, Audrey?
What's that?
What pains me was that we have been begging the government for months. I have been begging them, please look into this thing. It's not fair. It's not an MOU with us. MOU is like an oath. Live to your part of the oath. Please look into it. I've been going to the Ministry of Health every day that I was not seen as a pest in the Ministry of Health. The president was flying from Lagos every blessed week. He has work to do. He's a doctor. He's an orthopedic surgeon, for crying out loud. He should be fixing bones. He's taking care of his patients. Not flying to Abuja every week. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when the ultimatum was issued.
Yeah.
I walked to the Minister of Health trying to beg them, please give us something to go and beg our members. We don't need much. Just something to encourage them to give you guys more time, even if we know that you are wrong. And the God who made me, I was kept waiting for 3 hours. And when I walked into the person who is responsible's office, the person discharged me in less than 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, after waiting for 3 hours?
She didn't even allow me to talk. And she discharged me, handed me over to somebody else. The person they handed me over to, now handed me over to somebody else. And the final person I got into was even asking me, what do you want me to do, sir?
Oh, my word.
They tell me. And Nigerians are telling us that we swore an oath. Look, in the midst of this provocation, in the midst of this risk, in the midst of this unnecessary hazard, we still kept working. Only for you to deny paying the lowest cadre of doctors for 4 months. And for these past 4 months, we have been interacting with the Minister of Health, with the Minister of Labour and Employment. I remember the last time we went into the Minister of Health, he gave a standing order that the issue should be solved. And the issue was not solved. And that's why I said, I don't blame the Minister of Health. I don't blame him. Because you give an order, somebody somewhere sabotage your order. Nigerians should be calling for the head of those people that are sabotaging the orders of the minister. Now, come and see it. We are going on strike on the 1st. You called a meeting on the 31st.
Yeah.
Are you wiser than the association? You called a meeting. We deliberated. We talked, we spoke, and we told you, whatever we are talking out of our own personal mind.
Okay.
We have to go back and respond to the Congress. We have our constitution that binds us. The Congress is supreme. There is a clause there that the Congress will have to look into what we sign.
That's right.
We sign that we will not go on strike. We are not the boss. We are just servants. Ironically, because Nigerian leaders don't see themselves as servants, they think that we are the bosses. No! If you are in a position of leadership, you are giving service. You are a servant. You take orders from your bosses. I don't give orders. I take orders. So we went back, and they told us, what is the commitment? There is no commitment. People are suffering. People cannot pay school fees. People are not eating. Nigerian doctors have to take two hands to feed. A doctor whose wife had a CS was begging. Because even as a doctor, you don't get free treatment. You pay for
You still pay for your own health.
Your wife is having a CS, you pay. Come on, man. What kind of institution is this? The health sector is in shambles. This is not the health sector. This is a graveyard. It's in shambles. I tell doctors, you work here as a doctor, you pay. A doctor is working and fell down at work. He pays for his treatment. Then tell me, and you expect me to believe you again? No, man, I won't believe you. I won't. So our Congress said, no, we will not dance too. Because we cannot kill ourselves. If we kill ourselves,
right,
serving you is suicidal.
It is.
And suicide is an offense. Yeah. If I kill myself trying to save a life, it's suicidal. It's first law in emergency medicine. You remove yourself from harm first before you now resuscitate the patient.
One question I would like to ask, Dr. Christopher, is that, I mean, a lot of people have been asking me this question, but I didn't have answer. But now that you're here, why did you sign the memorandum of action when you had a meeting with the minister on the 31st? Why did you sign that memorandum of action?
No. What we signed at the meeting, what we signed was what was said at the meeting. And what was said at the meeting was said to be what they would put into action.
Oh.
If we agree.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
And you see, when you go into negotiation, you are 5 or 6%, you are representing your people.
That's right.
Now, when you have a meeting, you have to stand that, hey, I was here. If I go back with a document and my signature is not there, and the signature of those in the meeting with us was not there, my Congress will not believe me. And apart from that, look at that document. I will send it to you, not even everybody that was supposed to sign. This is something that I said, actually. It cannot come into action because everybody has not signed. The meeting ended at about 1 something a.m. And some people left. So not everybody that was supposed to sign. Now, I will send it to you. If you look at it, there was a clause there. And the clause was the last statement that we will take it back to the Executive Council to look at it and give their go-ahead.
Right.
That was the last clause. So you cannot come on here and blackmail us. We are not for we trying to sign is because we want the health of Nigeria first. It's a priority. If we don't sign, it means we don't care about Nigeria. I think they should be praising us for committing that. Okay, we'll go and look at it. The way we go and look at it, and we saw that the government have been insincere. What pained us was somebody from the budget office that has been receiving his salary every blessed month.
Yeah.
Open his mouth and said, we should give extra 3 weeks before you can pay people that have been owned. And I told him right there on the spot, this thing will not go down well with my Congress. I told him that. And they insisted, let it be DFS. Go back to your Congress. And now you are coming on air and saying that I signed something. It means that is the reason we're having problems in this country.
Do you have capacity in the negotiating team of the government? Do you have belief in their capacity that they can resolve this?
We don't have belief. If we have belief, we will have vowed to our Congress that, hey, please allow us. Let us go back to work. So we've done that on several occasions, and the government came back to bite us. We vouched for the government on several occasions. Last 4 weeks, we were supposed to go on strike. We vouched for them that they would pay the House officers. Up to now, they don't pay. You can't be vouching for somebody who is insincere. I can't be taking blows for somebody who is ineptitude, who doesn't know his work. It cannot be. But you cannot vouch for the government when the government cannot live to their simple commitment.
And the only thing that the government listens to in this country is threats. The truth, that is the truth. The government don't believe in negotiation. That is a problem. That's why we have issues in this country. When people have a legitimate issue and they come up to you, you listen to them. Treating like human beings. If you treat me like a human being, even if I know that I will die doing this, I can go ahead and go and die. But even if I die, you don't even see me as an ego. You see me as one useless dead corpse and you throw me away. My people are suffering. My parents paid my school fees in dollars. I've never received one naira as stipends from this country. But I'm back here to serve this country. Just because I love others. And I will tell you one thing.
I was going to ask you, before you tell me that one thing, that why did you come back?
Yes, because of my father. He told me one thing. He told me there's no amount of money that we spend to him that will make him happy. The only thing that can make him happy is for me to take care of him in his old age. And I'll tell you one thing for me now. If my father dies today, the next minute I'll be on a plane going back. Because this country does not deserve us. They don't. They don't deserve us. My children have to be taken care of. Yes. If he dies today, I have played my part of the pledge I have with him. In fact, the other day, he was saying that if I want to go back, he totally understand I have tried. I said, no, sir, I will not. So I am here because of my family. And if I am here because of my family, do you think I want to go on strike? I don't live with my parents. They are in the village. If they are sick, they go to the nearest hospital. If we are on strike, the hospital is closed down. So don't you think strike is going to affect me? I lost my uncle in Lokoja because of the 5-month strike at FMC Lokoja.
Oh my.
My uncle died. So you don't think of yourself alone. You think of me too. I am passing through the same things that you are passing through. So it's not right for you to come and sabotage me again and tell me that I swore an oath. Oh, I swore to kill myself, my family, and rendered my family orphans? Is that the oath I swore? Now, if the government are sincere, we have exhibited the highest level of maturity so far. Somebody going to the Ministry of Health every day, almost every day from January till 31st. Somebody you have insulted, still coming to beg you. The only thing we have not done as an association is to kneel down and cry. Yes, doctors have gone to protest on the highway. Can you imagine that? And the news, we're not seeing that. You doctors that you are so not to travel outside this country went to the highway in doors and protested. Tell me, how? We are trying to prevent brain drain. I use myself as an example every day. That if I can be happy here, you can be. Trying to talk to the younger ones, not to run away. Because right now, what you see from the medical school, they say writing blood. They say writing blood. And who do you blame? Yes. When you I yes in school, I entered into the university of Ilorin in 1999.
Dr. Christopher, please hold on a moment, Dr. Christopher. Let's quickly go on a break. When we return, you will tell me this story of University of Ilorin, because I graduated from there as well. Stay here, Lagos. Dr. Christopher will be back in a moment with me. I'll be back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lovely morning to you if you're just tuning in. Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sharif Quadri. I have with me via the telephone this morning the first Vice President, National Association of Resident Doctors, NARD, Dr. Arome Christopher Alejo, joins me via telephone. Dr. Christopher, thank you again for staying with us. You were going to tell me the story of Uni Ilorin. Please, go ahead, Dr. Christopher.
Yeah, I was trying to let you know that most of we become doctors. I got admission from JAMB as far back as 1999 to study medicine in Uni Ilorin. The one thing led to led to another, and I found myself studying a Greek. Now, being someone that have that personal ambition,
right,
being someone who lost his cousin then in the late 90s because she was diabetic. They didn't know. She was down. She was rushed to the local health center, and she was given dextrose drip, and that one just made her die instantly. I had it in mind that I wanted to become a doctor. But after spending 3 years in the University of London studying at Greek, I have to leave for Madonna University,
okay,
where I spent 5 years. And then finally, I left in 2007 to Winston University School of Medicine, where I spent 4 years. And when I finished from there, I worked for some time as a lecturer assistant.
Yeah.
And because of one or two things, my dad's comments, I woke up one morning and I told them I am
coming back to Nigeria.
As I'm resigning. And they asked me why. I remember my issue with the man saying he was asking me if I'm mentally okay. And I said, yes, I am. Because they saw Nigeria as a very bad place to come back to. You understand? I knew I lost a lot of things. You know? I lost a lot of things trying to come back. But I am not angry. I am. Because I know that if I had not been back, I don't think that my dad would have been alive. Because most times it's not a matter of, in Nigeria, it's not having your money that is the issue. It's knowing where to seek the best healthcare.
That's right.
Because you can have the cash and you go somewhere and they just dupe you. But when you have the knowledge, nobody can dupe you.
Dr. Christopher, I hear that you are telling your members who are treating COVID patients to join the strike.
They were supposed to have joined that strike. It was a total strike. So any of our members, patients, still working, we are going to find the center, and will be banned from attaining any NOC position for 4 years.
No, can you repeat that? Can you repeat that, Doctor? We lost you. You lost you. Let's start from the beginning. What did you say from the beginning?
Yeah,
that
it was a total and indefinite strike. Those in COVID and isolation center should have been among right from day one. So any of our members working in COVID or isolation center in any hospital, if he's found working, by next week I should be going around the country. Once we find somebody working, we're going to write the name of the hospital down, and we'll find that center, the ALD in that center, 5 million naira. In addition, we're bounding them from taking part in any NOC election for 4 years. Because we have to get it right once and for all. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Doc. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, so we have to get it right once and for all. Our inability to get this right, based on the fact that we have, as a doctor, you are compassionate. The government is now using it to blackmail us because they've turned Nigerians against us. Nigerians don't know that we are fighting for their own health. The hospital where you have an accident victim in front of you that is unconscious. CT scan. CT scan is the gold standard for you to be able to save that life at that point in time.
Right.
You cannot do it. The patient died. Do you know how many patients have died like that? I worked in A&E for like 5 years. There was a time in my life that I could not sleep off with my life off. So I lie down. I try to see faces of those I feel should have been saved. If we are working under normal conditions.
You were seeing faces.
Yes, because I felt bad.
You were traumatized.
I was traumatized. And that is how a lot of Nigerian doctors are.
Dr. Christopher, I will have to bring you back because we need to keep tabs on, you know, what the doctors are up to and what is the latest thing concerning your strike. But for today, thank you so much. This is where we'll draw the curtain. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us on the Morning Crossfire today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Christopher Adejo Arome is the first vice president, National Association of Resident Doctors. He joined us via the telephone this morning. I'm going to take a few calls before we get on to play Justin. I just want to get your reaction to everything you've listened to this morning from the resident doctors. Whew, that was heavy. 847-0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. Those are the two numbers that we're working with this morning on the Crossfire. Please, when you're calling me, turn off your radio. It's very important. It's the number one thing that you should do. Your radio must be off. You can send me tweets as well. I'll take some tweets as we go on the show. I'll take some tweets at Nigeria Info FM with the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. You can also send your thoughts to Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Now, let's speak with Ralph this morning. Ralph is in Songo. Ralph, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, my brother.
Good morning to you.
I listened attentively to the interview you conducted with that doctor. See, we don't have a government in this country, and that is the truth. They should go, even NLC, Nigeria Labour Congress, should join them and complete this thing. We can't continue like this. We can't continue like this. Look at what these people say. You have listened to so many interviews you've conducted during the COVID-19 when a doctor from the north,
right,
the lady was saying they normally use their home money in buying things, and all these people have this money, they travel abroad. The people, all of us that don't have money, are we supposed to die? Are we supposed to die? What kind of country is this? Let everything be shut down. The nuclear, the pancreas, let everybody join. Look at the president. He's in London. There is a man that said no country, no government officials go on medical tourism.
Medical tourism.
Eh? The man has been in London for how many days is he spending in this country? How many days does he spend in London? Then what kind of country are we running? Everything should be shut down. Let's all of us, if everybody wants to die, let us all people die. Let us know where we are. You can't continue like this.
Thank you, Ralph, for calling me. Let nobody die. Onyeka is joining us this morning from Ogba. Onyeka, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yes, yeah, at this juncture, we are tired. We have listened to so many things. Nigerians are tired. Let everywhere be shut down. Let us finish this work once and for all. If we want to live, let us live. If this country wants to end, let it end. See, the situation now is not whether you are from north or south or east. The issue is that we just have to come out together and say to these leaders, whoever they are, look at the things that you and Uncle Jimmy discuss every morning. When I listen to it, God, as a mother, I will just be looking at my children, how hopeless the future looks like for them and their colleagues and many others that have gone down the drain, that are struggling to hold on, that don't know even what to do about this nation. See, let everywhere be shut down. Enough. This information can make something terrible happen to us. These truths that are coming out and is not well managed and nobody is doing anything about it will result to something bad. I am telling you, we are tired. As a nation, we are tired. Let something be done. Something drastic. Something. Whatever comes out of it, let it be so. Because something has to be done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Onyeka. Let's take it easy, all right? Let's take it easy. Fumi is joining me right now. Fumi is in Ikwaja. Fumi, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
I listened to what the doctor said, and I feel so bad. And I'm like, after all the readings, after all the studying the doctors do in School of Medicine, and they come out and they are being treated as trash. It is saddening. It is saddening. And the worst part of it is that they don't listen to them. They will make them feel like they are nothing. Look at the amount of money they are getting. Look at what the doctors are managing to get. He said a doctor's wife at CS, and he was begging. How much is CS? Why can't it be free for him? is saving lives, but his own life, his own family's life is in danger. Sometimes I keep saying God will help us in this country, but other times we look at it, we say sometimes we need to stand up and make a change for ourselves. God will help us. Mm. As citizens of this country, Nigeria will be great again, but only if we can realize that we don't want those people again in those positions by year 2023. Have a lovely day, Mr. Sheriff.
Thank you for me. Do call me back, all right? I'd like to speak to you some more. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Morning to you.
My name is Ken. I'm coming from Abadu.
Welcome, Ken. Let's talk.
Yeah, it's a pleasure listening to you and you and Uncle Jimmy.
Mm.
You guys are doing wonderfully well. God is blessing you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what we're hearing is not good at all. Mm. And we have seen that we don't have any government in this country. The leadership is very, very bad.
Mm.
And we keep getting things bad.
Mm.
And nobody knows when it's going to end. The story is coming from your end. It's very sad, to say the least. But, let's hope that God will come in.
God will come in. Thank you, Ken, for calling me. I appreciate it. He will, surely. He's here already. Chukwuma Kanwosu on Twitter says, Sheriff, do you know that sometimes doctors use their own money to buy medical consumables for patients? I must commend Nigeria Info for being on top of the situation. Thank you. And, you know, I know, actually. I've witnessed one before. Hmm? And my uncle was in the hospital and I went to visit with him. 8:53 this morning on Nigeria Info. I've got two more minutes to go before we play Just a Minute. But I'm tempted to take one more call, shall we? Let's squeeze in one more call. The person can take 45. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Chukwudre.
Morning to you.
This is Mr. Frank.
Talk to me.
Is there anyhow we can get the minister Gigi or the S or anybody from there? Let them just talk to us. Let us know where the problem is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyhow they can talk as I should call this man and he answered?
Mm-hmm.
Let us hear from them. This thing is not good because it is, we are saying let us make whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now, it is for people that doesn't have people in the hospital. If you have somebody that has a critical...
That's when you know.
That is when you will know how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
You will not eat your own self.
Mm-hmm.
You will be pitying yourself, pitying the person that's lying down there. You cannot go out because you don't know if you go out, the person might die.
Mm-hmm.
There might be no money to go to private hospital. Let us know. Let us just hear from them to know how this thing can be happening.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. We'll keep you updated, right? We're going to be doing this every week just so that we let you know exactly the latest on that strike. Many thanks to everybody that's been part of the show this morning. Ladies, many thanks to everybody that's been part of the show this morning. Ladies,